This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, we
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to find this fucking tape.
I just scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And right, and now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me!
Attention, Kmart shoppers, we are back from Vegas.
We are live.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It is the Ham Radio Show live here on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Phone lines are operational, 718-577-1389. I swear to God, they're operational. We are also live in, of course, Facebook land, part there, right here. In the World Wide Web, located conveniently on Facebook. It is the Facebook Live Suite, running and operational. Tons of people in there. Steve Covino from Richard Covino in there. Kim is in there. She wants to fuck a priest. Jordan's in there. Jerry's in there. John's in there. Chad is in there. Aaron, who I was hanging out with in Vegas, part of my film crew and new best buddy, is there as well in the Facebook Live Suite, hanging out. Definitely checking out all the stuff going on inside the world of the Ham Radio Show. Good day, everybody.
Hello, Bobo.
How is everybody doing?
I missed you.
We're
for
back.
A whole week.
I know. We're back. Also, by the way, news. Supposedly Bill Dye, our former announcer, coming into the show later. I have no clue where the hell he is.
The voice of reason.
The voice of reason. If you haven't heard Bill Dye's voice, you'll hear his melodious megatones later on in the program. You'll be hearing that a little bit later. And Danny, update on Danny. Danny returning to the fold as of next week's Ham Radio Show. He will be here hanging out with us.
Are
back.
Sure?
He did give me a call before the program aired.
He promised.
Unlike you, 5 minutes before we go to air.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not coming in.
I can't make it.
I can't work.
I'm a girl.
I was in the middle of stuff.
Which I get, which is fine.
You know, I can't do nothing about it.
You're probably in the middle of two women. I know
no.
you.
No.
Hi,
I know you.
Not me, Joe.
Shh, his fiance is listening.
Oh, God. Joe. Barry giggled.
I was working, like, legit.
Well, that's work. Yeah. Tell you.
That is work. Two girls.
No.
You got to satisfy both. You got to lick the clit and stick it in the hole. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's easy.
Can you do 69 with two women? It's very hard.
No, I think it's 69 times three.
Yeah, something
so
like
to
that.
The third power.
It's another number.
I'm not good with math. What's 69 times three? Anybody know?
Blah, blah, blah.
We got Jesse in the Facebook Live Suite. Rich in there. We got Gina. Gina with the big breast, who I love. Paulette. With the not huge breast, but I love her anyway.
She's my fantasy girlfriend.
Who? Gina, right? Gina's
no,
your
Paulette.
Yeah, my fantasy girlfriend. Chris, CJ's sister is your fantasy girl?
Well, she's...
Paulette, now you know
I know she's married, but, you know...
I know she's married.
Is that what makes it more desirable for you?
Yeah.
Look, let's have some serious moment here.
Okay.
I know she's married. Yeah. I still want to fuck her. Yeah. I mean, there's no two ways about that. Yeah. I'm sure that Chris or George...
A sneak attack.
Yeah, it would punch me in the face,
oh,
but she knows it.
Well, we're not going to do anything about it.
By the way, just so you know, 69 times 3 is a great night. That's what it equals. So there you go. People are answering the question.
Facial glaze.
No. Covered me in goo.
Oh, boy.
Yes, even.
Yes.
So, yeah, Danny not here. Pretty much this episode of the Ham Radio Show is me talking about Vegas. Being in the by the way, so let's get that off the let's get to the thank yous first.
Okay.
Cuz there's so many goddamn people to thank. Aaron being one of them. I can't pronounce your last name verbatim, so let me I'm going to look at it right now cuz I know is it Duarte? What do you guys think that name right here? Aaron? You see that?
I can't see it. It's too far away in
all right,
small
so
print.
So Duarte. Duarte? Duarte?
Dwart.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say thank you. I'm gonna thank everybody from the whole ED Publications team, theedpub.com.
You're gonna thank me for driving you to the airport?
I'm gonna thank you as well.
Okay.
I
got a whole story about the driving home, by the way.
Holy shit. Can we talk about you in the airport and we can't find the fucking terminal?
That wasn't my fault.
We drove around that terminal at least seven times.
I know.
We literally went in a circle, around and around, couldn't find the entrance to because our terminal, for some reason, was on level one, but they let you in on level two.
Yeah, so
it doesn't make any sense.
And they don't put a sign that say, go down there for level one.
All right.
If you're on two, I would kind of guess you got to go down to get there.
We were unfamiliar with
all right, so name. Aaron, by the way, just wrote me. By the way, Facebook Live in the Facebook Live suite, Aaron Duarte. Duarte.
What sounds fancy.
Say it with me.
Duarte.
There you go.
No.
You got to thank Aaron Duarte. I got to thank Daniel Montoya, my cameraman, my sound guys. I got to thank Andrew Cutts.
You have a secretary?
No, I didn't have a secretary. You might want to count Danny, I guess, as my secretary. I don't know. I had, of course, Platypus himself.
Of course.
I got to thank him. I got to thank all the Duarte. You wrote Tay.
Duarte.
But he wrote Duarte.
Duarte.
I right, fuck you, Aaron. You're just Aaron now. Jesus Christ. Aaron D. By the way, Aaron D. I got to say right now, the crew itself, by the way, one of the most professional fucking crews I've ever got the chance to work with.
We're not used to that.
They are, like, literally, we were like Green Berets, and they would just drop into the war zone and be like, set up, here's the mic, Let's go. Yeah. Get the levels. Here we go. Right. There's the camera angle. Here we go. There's the backdrop. Let's talk. Step and repeat. Find a broad. Go get a fucking chick. We need an interview.
Yeah, go, home.
Go home. Go home. Everything we're on there. Back to you, Aaron. Aaron, you are awesome. It was a great week. Thanks for the laughs. Thank you, motherfuckers, for the laughs.
Really.
We laughed uncontrollably. Thank you for taking me out to the most finest sushi I ever had,
ooh,
by the way. In a little strip mall.
A little sushi,
next to the Hard Rock, one of the best sushis I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
Fresh?
Fresh, beautiful. This place doesn't close till 3 a.m., so we were spent after the award show. We'll get to the award show in a minute. We were spent after the award show. They're like, this is where the sushi. It's so much of the gonzo.
Does it really taste like?
What? Pussy?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't taste like pussy.
No?
No, this is fresh, clean, beautiful sushi.
So it's pussy.
Not an old pussy. No. It doesn't taste like pussy.
He's so serious.
He's like, does it taste like pussy? No, it doesn't. Look, all sushi doesn't taste like. First of all, pussy doesn't taste like raw fish, Joe.
No.
Just so you know. Maybe the broads you hang out with.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I have...
Joe, stay away from the pier.
Damn
okay,
right. Just because some of the girls you were with smell like Coney Island whitefish.
I don't eat sushi, so...
How do you not eat sushi? Sushi, by the way, delicious. It's decadent.
I don't like it.
Especially out there in Vegas, it was phenomenal sushi.
I don't like anything that isn't cooked.
And Aaron knows, Aaron is a little, not professional chef, so he knows how to cook and everything, so he knows where the good shit is.
Absolutely.
But so much so that I was saying that Gonzo from Gonzo Radio, friend of this program,
sure.
Gonzo Radio,
wrote,
he was writing me while I was there going, get them to take you to the sushi place.
The place.
He goes, have them show you where the sushi place is.
Right.
So we had, it was like the topic of conversation. We definitely had to hit up the sushi place.
That's Japanese, right?
Sushi? Yes, Japanese is sushi.
No Chinese sushi?
I don't believe Chinese sushi because it's two different fucking places. Well, one is China,
right.
And the other is Japan.
Well, yeah.
So it's two different locations. Yes,
they're
the
very
people,
close together. Yeah,
and for a while, Joe, they actually hated each other and would have a war.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about these things.
Occasionally.
Now, I know that you're a racist fuck, Joe, and
I know
that these people... Yes, I know that these people look similar to you.
No,
However,
Joe, don't get into that.
Yeah, two different fucking nationalities, races. You know, they're one is Chinese, and the other. So think lo mein.
Okay, I
for
like
Chinese.
Lo mein. I like it. Yeah.
And then sushi over here, like tempura.
I don't like that.
Is over here. You like that? You don't like that? You like fried everything. How do you not like tempura?
Oh, is that what tempura is?
Yeah,
it's
you
fried?
Dummy.
Oh, I thought that was a sushi.
God, this is why we can't take you anywhere. This is why you didn't come to Vegas. So, so what's your story about when you were leaving the airport?
Oh, yeah, you know when you pulled up and you rolled down the window to talk to the guy?
Ask where the fuck we were going? Yeah.
They didn't close the back window.
Uh-oh.
No, this is not your fault. I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, as you shouldn't.
But I get on a highway and I hear, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm going, I'm getting a flat. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting a flat, motherfucker. You know,
motherfucker.
You know how it is. You're in the middle of the highway, but the cars are still riding okay. All the way home, and I'm saying, I'm sweating it out I'm riding this flat all the way home. But the car's still riding smooth. I got out. The window was open. You left it halfway down and was going. Was the window?
You're some kind of fucking auto mechanic.
Well, you know,
the window.
How do you not fucking pull over?
What?
You're on a highway. There
was
shoulders. There's shoulders on the whole highway.
Well, the car was running okay.
Well, you pull over and you look at the four tires and you go, "What the fuck is?" And then you realize that the back window would be fucking down.
Well, I didn't see that until I got home.
If you pull over, usually that's when the tire goes completely
flat. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
If you're going and it's moving,
yeah, you want to keep on going.
Just keep going.
Yeah, but
more than likely,
I'm going to make the bridge. Right. I made the bridge. I go, oh shit, now I'm in Staten Island. This is great because I can leave the car anywhere in Staten Island.
Right.
Yeah, but the reason why you were driving so well is it was four working tires.
Right.
Yeah, that was good.
But you don't stop.
I get your theory.
That's true.
You
know, I was getting to the easy pass lane. I went zoom.
Because if you stop, the tire will deflate. Now you're on the highway. You got to get a highway toll.
Yeah.
Highway toll.
You pay the highway toll.
Right. Yeah. And
you
the highway
toll.
Toll
at that time in the morning.
No, which
and,
I understand. But
you know,
it can
be 3 hours before they get to
you. But my point still stands. If the car is riding amazing.
Yeah.
Because he's saying the car is handling great.
Yeah, it
but
is.
But you didn't notice a breeze?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's the back window, you know?
All right.
Because
usually you'll get...
You'll hear air.
You'll hear the air, and you'll also, like...
That's another thing. When I slowed down...
What, you thought that was the tire deflating?
No, when I slowed down, the noise
This is the loudest tire
away.
Ever!
You know, when I slowed down, so then I'm saying, oh, maybe it's not a tire. Maybe there's something wrong with... You know, because we hit a couple of potholes, remember?
There was nothing wrong with the tire. There was something wrong with the fucking driver. The potholes, we hit a ton of fucking potholes.
Yeah, you know, because they're doing a lot of construction over there.
All right.
So, you know, so I said, well, maybe I did some damage to the car. You know, it could have happened. Because when I slowed down, the noise went away. Yeah.
This is why this is why me and Danny Ubered back to the house.
Yeah.
Because Uber was so fast and efficient.
Was it?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. We literally... We walked out the door and Uber was there. We got in. The guy drove us home to Staten Island. It was as fuck.
What'd he charge you?
$40-something.
Well, I would have paid
to get
40
from Jersey
bucks.
To fuck. I was supposed to pay you? I didn't know.
Did you pay the toll?
I think
no,
it's
included
it.
In the thing.
It's included?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, so it was definitely.
Yeah.
And it was on Danny's credit card, so I just threw Danny cash and then we left.
Yeah, I'm going to give Danny nothing. Fuck him.
Well, fucking Danny was a tourist over the weekend. Let's go back to the original part of the story.
Yeah.
Where Danny was invited to come hang out. Like, he would. I had two beds in my room.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. He's not the greatest roommate.
Why not?
He's just Danny. There's so many levels. I'm not going into this.
You snore?
Not even that.
I snore.
There's so many levels of. I think me and Danny are sick and tired of being roommates, which I think this is why he got another hotel.
Oh.
Which is fine. I have no problem with that. The only problem was to get to Danny, because he didn't stay in the Hard Rock. He stayed in the Luxor. We had to take cabs everywhere.
Oh, why did you stay in the Hard Rock? Too expensive?
I don't know. The Luxor seemed to me like it would have been more money.
Yeah, it's a nice hotel.
Than the fucking Hard Rock, but whatever. I didn't pay for nothing. The fine people of theedpub.com paid for my expenses, which was great.
Nice people.
I have zero problem with them. That's why I want to thank them again.
I know.
But not only were they a tremendous crew, but the professionalism was amazing. Not subpar like it is here.
I know.
Mister, I think I have a flat tire, but we'll check.
I thought I had it. It was your fault.
It was not. Well, okay, it was my fault because I asked the guy because we got lost.
We got lost
17 times in the same fucking area.
Where did the planes take off from?
Wait, fuck that. We didn't even get into that. So now, by the way, all right. So by the way, the sushi place is called Kaizen Fusion Roll.
Sounds German.
And Kaizen. Sushi. No, Kaizen. Not Kaiser. Kaizen. Oh, okay. Fusion Roll and Sushi right next to Centerfold's Cabaret by Dane Hansen, my friend, who won an award at the ED Awards, which I forget the exact award. Aaron, you help me out. Give me the exact award that Aaron won.
Sushi?
The Dane won. You're Aaron. Dane won.
Aaron will be getting an award.
Yeah,
too.
Centerfold's, which is a fucking tremendous club out there. It's freaking awesome. Really? Great strip club, dude. Ooh. Top-notch boobies. Boobies everywhere.
Better than the New York ones?
Absolutely. Anything in Vegas was 10 times better than New York strip clubs.
Really?
When it comes to, because you're dealing with, first off, when I get to Vegas, the first thing I have the cabbie when I get there is, sir, would you, on the way to the Hard Rock, are you in need of any weed or alcohol? We can make a stop before
I like
we get.
This place
and I'm like,
right
this
away.
Is phenomenal.
This is a great place.
All right, so Dane Hansen, who owns the Centerfold's Cabaret, which is right across the street from the Hard Rock, won Employee of the Year. He runs like his club is an amazing club. That's why he won an award.
Yeah.
But the sushi place is also a tremendous Italian place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's like right. That's the other thing. Things that look like here in New York. If you said, "Oh, it's in the strip mall," you're like, "I don't want to go to this fucking place."
There's no parking in a strip mall.
You go out there. No, not even
no,
there's
I'm
no
just
parking.
Joking.
You go out there. There's like it's. Like 4-star Michelin rated fucking Italian food in here.
Ooh.
The sushi place, the Kaizen, is open till 3 a.m. their time,
right.
And it's like phenomenal. Like I'm talking phenomenal. I had an orange blossom roll that I swear to God was I would punch my mother
to have another one.
Was amazing.
What's in it?
That's not nice.
Rice, the nori paper on the inside, which is the seaweed paper. Salmon on top, like salmon topped on, like each piece cut in the roll. I think there might have been tofu on the inside, not quite sure, but it was covered in this orange blossom sauce, like this citrus, sweet yet salty kind of sauce. That, oh my God, it was amazing. There's a picture of me, I'll put it up, of me eating this thing with me, Montoya, and Aaron sitting there eating because it was after we did a job all done. We went out for sushi,
sure.
And it was a phenomenal thing.
They had to put up with you for that long.
I can imagine.
Another thing, wait a minute. This is another thing. I have so many things I learned over this little vacation slash work that I was doing at the Hard Rock for the ED Awards slash convention and everything else. Number one, I learned, and I have the total respect to, the people that run strip clubs, like the high-end strip clubs.
Yeah.
I got to say, I thought it was, and I even said this to Platypus, I am not even bullshitting now. I thought when you ran a strip club, it was boobies on stage. You have to have security. Some guy that owns the place gets blown every night.
Yeah.
And make sure you have parking. And maybe there's finger foods. That's it. I don't think there's anything. Oh, and a DJ.
You have to have the music.
But I don't think anything else. Like when I started the weekend, I didn't think anything else. I'm like, that's all this fucking is. Yeah, like, I'm like, these fucking guys think they're important and blah, blah. Then when I actually got taught what the DJs do inside of a strip club, dude, they're like fucking landing airplanes.
Right.
They have to fucking designate where the girls go. There's different fucking stages, different floors. Say some bitch is acting up and she's supposed to go on stage at this time and we can't find her. They have to fucking send somebody else to take her spot. And then that changes the rotation. It's like a whole. This one's giving out lap dances. You got to make sure.
Right.
Who's in the champagne room? They got security. Dude, it is so many nuances of shit I did not know. Right there, total respect to the high end places like Rick's Cabaret, Centerfolds in Vegas, Scores, all these made the Spearmint Rhino, all these fucking big name.
It's how
fucking
they
places.
Stay open.
Yeah, but they're not fucking around. Like, you honestly think, and we were discussing how, like, a lot of DJs, like, jocks like me, think they could just walk in and, be a strip club DJ, like, right out of the box.
Whoa.
And we were discussing, me and Aaron and Montoya were discussing.
We have to thank them for their service.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's an art. No, dude, it is. You roll your eyes, I'm telling you. It's a fucking art form. Like, you have to. Dude, no, but it's not any business. I'm telling you.
Schedule across the line. Everything everywhere. At this time, that time.
Yeah, you have to be fucking trained in this shit before you fucking even attempt to pull it off. Because there's so many different kinds of things. We're going to do one around the world. We're going to do this fucking stage to this fucking stage. She's going to do this on this pole, and then this thing's going to happen. Now we have this special feature dance. It's like a whole fucking
thing.
And they have to, I'm telling you, it's like someone landing an airplane. They have to keep everything in order or everything fucks up. And it all comes down to that DJ. It comes down to that guy.
He's the guy.
Montoya's one, Aaron's one. It comes down to Gonzo is one. It comes down to those guys. Bobby Mack. We know Bobby from the show. Tony Batman. All these motherfuckers. It comes down to that. It's an art form. And I don't give a shit if Joe don't believe me.
I know any business that employs a lot of people. A quarterback or somebody who...
Dude, they are the backbone of that industry. And I salute you, gentlemen, because...
Honestly,
I'm not even bullshitting. It's an amazing thing. And the second thing, right before we go to break, is I got to give... They have memories like a motherfucker.
Yep.
There were so many people there at the venue... So many people, like, this is this guy from this, that's Billy from fucking this club. And they know every single person's last name, first name. And if they don't know the first, they know the last name. So they know how long he's been in the business and what this guy. And I understand it's Platypus's business to know this.
Sure is, yeah.
I get it because he's one of the tops. He's doing the ED Pub is the ED publication. It's the exotic dancer publication. It's the Bible of their business.
That's right.
It's what they do. I mean, like, it's the AVNs to porn, the E&E publication is to the strip industry.
Yeah.
It's just, it was crazy. Like, literally, I'm doing interviews with people I have no clue.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, this guy is a legend, and he's just, and I'm like, okay, let's do an interview.
That's funny, because we know a lot of people, too. You know, we interview a lot of people.
Yeah. But after a show, I'll probably forget.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have... they're like steel fucking traps. They remember everything. It's crazy. So they are better men than I. So to the crew that helped me out, Montoya, cuts. The other Daniel, who I don't know his fucking name, because he was the floor manager at some club. I think it's at Tootsie's. I don't remember where he works.
Yeah.
I don't know offhand. Someone help me out. Mm-hmm. Aaron, of course, Platypus, Mike there. Everybody that was a part of the actual crew that built that whole thing that weekend, I salute you. You guys did an amazing fucking job. It was an honor just being a part of your little world for those 4 days. I'll tell you that right now. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll take a break. More about Vegas. We'll take your phone calls. We'll do it all. I know Marcus is waiting in the wings. We got it all.
Hey.
Bisexual Marcus. Bill Dye will be here. It's a crazy fucking day here on the Ham Radio Show.
Really,
we'll be right back after these.
Ham Radio.
Patient.
Stand up philosophy.
What?
Stand up philosophy. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah! Little Bruno Mars for you, I believe. This
that white gold.
Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
This one for them hood.
Come on!
Them good girls, straight
Bruno fucking Mars!
Wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent.
What?
Shake your ass, come on!
What? Why?
Call the fireman!
What?
Ow!
Make a dragon wanna retire, man.
Hot damn!
What?
Come on, Billy. Even your hard-edged rock wife has to love this song.
It's got a good
girl
beat.
Santa, hallelujah.
It reminds
girl
me of the yesteryear.
Girl Santa, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Come on.
Ha 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 ha!
Fuck off! It's back!
It's a remix.
We're trying to catch anybody not singing. Don't believe me, just watch. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Live! Back from Vegas on hamradioshow.com. Yeah! Supposedly Bill Dye, the former announcer of the Ham Radio Show, going to be coming in. Hey,
possibly.
I have no clue where he is, but you know what? If he's
somewhere
late, he's late.
Garden State Parkway.
He's hanging out with us. Who cares? We're talking Vegas, baby. We're talking about the week that was Uncle Eddie at the ED convention, the ED awards, and ED, not erectile dysfunction.
That's what I got.
Erotic Dancer Awards Convention. Yes, this is the opposite of erectile dysfunction. Give you nothing but hard-ons for 4 days.
You know, when I first heard that, I thought it was talking about reptile dysfunction. I thought somebody had a bad alligator.
I got a bad iguana.
That's what a snake is, man. It's just like Sea Alice.
Wait, hold on.
I had reptile dysfunction. I had to go see Alice.
Why are you on talk radio making the jerk-off hand gesture?
I only wanted you to see.
They're on the, you're on camera doing it. By the way, after you did that, Debbie in the Facebook Live suite said hi.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You going to send me those new pictures or what?
Yes, you like my mutable, super high-tech ham radio sign. It's actually a binder.
Only the best, baby.
It's usually where when we have the notes for the show. But we don't have any on there. Why are you taking... Would you go get my binder back, asshole?
Why do you do that?
Because he's Billy.
I'm telling
he's
you.
Just an asshole face.
Yeah, Billy never
first off, Aaron was enjoying it in the Facebook Live.
Sure.
Now put everything back in the fucking folder.
He really fucked up everything.
Yeah,
man.
No, he's just an animal. Yeah, a fucking beast. Don't touch it anymore.
Yeah.
Jesus. The Ham Radio Show, like I said before, we are back. We are live. 718-577-1389. So, anywho.
Anywho.
The, I got to start with the... I've already thanked the fine people at theedpub.com.
Uh-huh.
The crew was amazing, but I do have to also talk about the flight itself. First off, Spirit Airlines can suck a bag of dicks.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
number
really?
One, yes.
I think they have one plane.
Oh, my God. No, they got more than one plane. By the way, their planes are... they're yellow because they are the taxi of the skies. The taxi of the skies. Billy, are you good now? Because I turned
We're
out Billy's pot.
Good.
And Billy, you can watch Billy. If you ever watch his eyes, he's trying to play something.
Uh-huh.
But won't tell me if I can put the pot back up.
Okay.
He'll just do this. He'll make this face like he's
what
doing
happened?
Something.
What happened?
And you don't know if you can bring the pot up. So anyway, they are the taxi of the skies. They are the most no-frills airline ever.
Oh, really? That chance?
Dude, chance. Anything. This bottle of water that Billy just gave us?
$100.
$3. $3. Not even joking. This is $3. They don't give you water.
It's not four?
No, they don't give you water. They don't give you no pretzels, no peanuts,
nothing.
If you want something, you got to buy it.
The
and they don't always have everything that you want, but that's neither here nor there. They have no Wi-Fi.
No.
I was in a great section. I got to say, Platypus thought this fucking out.
Yeah.
He put me in the emergency exits because that way I could fit. No. The seats, they got rid of their business class, this airline. So what happened was when they got rid of their business class, they added more seats.
Oh.
But by doing that, you have no leg room. I don't know how these other fucking troglodytes sat on that plane and literally...
That's
Danny, Danny
too,
was like the
like
only one.
Four
fucking
four hours.
4 hours and change.
Wow.
Danny was the only one that could fit in the little fucking area comfortably because he's so small.
Yeah.
He could fit, like, his little bony-ass fucking legs and body in between
so
where it
is. So was your knees and your chest like
Yeah,
that?
Everybody else can't do shit. You can't fit in the area.
That's good in case they crash. You're already tucked and
yeah,
wrapped, you know?
You just shatter everything when you move.
Boom.
Bang into a seat there.
Yeah, you're good. You're not going nowhere.
They have seat belts?
So, yeah, they have seat belts. Ooh. The seat belts were free. The only so that now it starts with my
they
flight.
Were broken, wait, but they were free.
I get to the well. I thought mine was. Wait, we'll get to that in a second. I get to my row, mm-hmm. and I'm in the 12D. Just so you know, because that's when you're in the when you, row 12 on their planes is always the emergency section.
Okay.
Just a little tip, if everybody, you want more leg room, that's where you're going to go. So let me tell you.
Yeah,
the ABC and the DEF, and there's two different rows. So 12 and 13 are the emergency exit rows. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. Trust me, you want to get leg room. Okay. All right? Mm-hmm. That's just my little PSA for them.
Okay.
Now.
Smart man.
Those seats, though, however, if you're a big dude like me, here's the thing. I normally get the extender. So I can close my fat ass in the belt because the belts are really tight when they have them on.
Oh, they're made for normal people.
Yeah, they're made for normal people that have abs. So now Billy couldn't fit in this fucking thing either. So it's not like it's not like I'm
not
obese.
Trying.
This motherfucker couldn't fit in this seat either. You couldn't fit in this
fucking
seat.
You only got to wear it for like 5 fucking minutes.
No, you got to wear it. They check. They fucking check if you're
they
locked
do,
in.
Huh?
And you get more scrutiny because you're in the emergency section.
Whoa.
So automatically.
I
want to
make a quick fucking exit.
Well, that's the thing. You're automatically under the watchful eye of all the gay stewardesses.
So you get out
there. Come
first
on, and the stewards that were on the plane. What happened?
You get out first.
But we have to. I have to rip the door off for you to get out of the plane. If God forbid we have a water landing.
Oh, so you.
It's my job.
You instructed.
Well, they explained to you that you have to do that.
They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into.
Airplane, fucking classic.
I say, let them crash.
Fucking love that thing. That's point counterpoint from Airplane.
Yes.
You rip the fucking thing out, you open the door, that's the whole thing. They teach you everything, they say, can you do it? You're like, yeah. But before we even do any of that shit, our buckles in that area are inflatable. Like, so if the plane does go down, we have like airbags built into our seat belts. So there's no modification they can make. Now, thank God I did lose a whole maybe 3 pounds before I left. Because, legitimately, like, I just fit. Like, I would have had to get off the plane. They wouldn't have been able to take me.
I'm getting larger.
I would have had to switch with somebody else to get the flight. Because it was a full boat.
Door position.
Yeah, it was a full boat. I would have been crammed in one of those shitty seats, and somebody would have took my luxurious seat. Yeah. So I got it locked in. Everything was fine. So now, like I said before, there's nothing on this plane to do because there's no Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing but you, and they tell you. They are so fucking brutally honest on this plane, on Spirit Airlines.
Cheapo airline.
They legitimately tell you.
There is a cheapo airline.
There is nothing to do. You're either going to, they tell you to your face. You're
going to
sleep, you're going to read, or you're just going to stare off into the oblivion.
No movie, huh?
No movie. You have no Wi-Fi. There's nothing. They give you nothing.
That's fine.
So now, but wait, it builds into the story here.
You
because
might have to communicate with the person next to you.
Yeah, I'm not talking to
you. Holy shit.
Dude, on the flight down, I'm sat next to two fucking virgins.
No.
These like 16-year-old kids who are too busy looking outside going, you see those rocks? Those are from the Jurassic period, and they're fucking igneous rocks. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Look at a tit once in your life. Jesus.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, so I can't sit next to I'm sitting next to these two fucking troglodytes. I can't fucking think because they're 16-year-old douchebags.
Yeah.
So whatever. They're on there. They're playing fucking Fortnite on their phone that they must have either downloaded like the game, so it's on their phone. They don't need Wi-Fi. Whatever they're doing, they have some form of technology where they're shutting up, and then they fell asleep on each other like two homos at the beach.
Okay,
so that's what they're going on. Now, that's neither here nor there. Because there is nothing going on, I can't sleep. So now I'm just staring at the plane. I'm listening to the you know, the air that you hear inside of a plane. That noise, all that kind of shit. So everything's going on in the plane. But then you know something's bad's happened when you're sitting there and you watch all the stewardesses run, not walk, run down to the fuck through the little aisle to the back of the fucking plane.
Uh-oh.
So now we're going, now because there's nothing to do, everybody's
you
a flutter. Everybody's a flutter. This is now the stage show.
Hope the
on
plane
the
don't
fucking
crash.
Plane. Yeah. Because now we're watching this team of like assholes who didn't, they didn't want to be involved in anybody's shit. Yeah. These are the same people that look at you and go, there's nothing to do on this plane. Okay?
That's how they have fun. They run up the aisle and scare the shit out of you.
No, it gets fucking worse. So what happens then is then they run back down the aisle. So now they're running to the front of the plane. So we're going, so now we're all sitting there going, what the fuck is going on? Then one of them starts running back the other way, but now he's putting on gloves. Like surgical gloves.
Oh, really?
So now we're going, what the fuck is going on?
Prostate time.
Wait, then I shit you not. I swear to God, just like fucking when Bobby Kennedy was killed.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I just want to ask if there's anybody with medical training on the plane. We're going to need you to acknowledge yourself. In your area, just please acknowledge yourself. Then the stewardess are going to come see you. We have a slight problem in the back of the plane. So now we're all shitting ourselves.
Why the hell aren't I notified about these things?
So now we're shitting ourselves because we're going, what the fuck is going on? Because now we're all buckled in. We can't move. Because they tell you can't unbuckle.
This is the beginning of the flight.
Yeah, this is like maybe an hour and a half into it where it's still like we're hitting.
And you're still buckled?
Because they said the captain put on.
The captain has put on the fasten seatbelt on, so please do not get up and walk around the cabin at any time during this medical emergency that's going on in the back of the boat. Ooh.
So now we're in the now we're watching this, but we can't really turn.
Yeah.
We're like strapped into our chairs.
Holy shit.
We can't watch. Yeah. So now all you see, and we must have been on a plane with literally every medical trained personnel, because except for Danny, who slept through this fucking thing.
You don't want to know about nothing.
Every medical.
I don't know nothing.
Every fucking light is going off. Like literally every thing. All the lights are going off.
I'm over here. Right?
So now this guy behind me is must be like a fireman or EMS or whatever the fuck it is. He goes to the back of the plane. They go, sir, we'll take you. Like,
because
I have like nurses in front of me. I got a sleeping paramedic EMS guy, Debbie Danny, up in the front.
Yeah, John Hopkins on the
plane. Oh, yeah. and this is Danny the whole time. So now he goes to the back. He gloves up. Mm-hmm. So now we're like, this is getting good.
Oh.
So now he goes up, and the only thing in the back of everyone on the plane's head is...
Prostate.
Prostate. Do we have to... Turn your head and cough! Do we have to now divert? Yeah. Like, is it this bad of a medical thing? Do we
shit,
have to divert?
We're gonna have to land in Cleveland.
Yeah, like, am I going to Denver? What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Could happen.
So now this guy... So now the guy that... And he answered. He goes to the back with them. He gloves up with the purple gloves.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in the back, and... He's doing that. None of us are turning around because we don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. All we hear is like commotion going on behind us. We don't know what's going on. It's he gets back to this thing and now he's yapping. Mm-hmm. He's not supposed to really tell anybody what's going on. He's kind of breaking HIPAA at this point. So now he's talking. He's telling his girlfriend or fiance or whatever the fuck she is next to him. What? Yeah, look what I did. Now you want to blow me during the flight?
Yeah.
So he's talking to her. And so what happened was supposedly a passenger on the plane tripped and fell during the part when we were told we could take our belts off.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around the cabin, she fell and smashed her face into one of the armrests.
Uh-oh.
And, dude, just split her fucking nose open.
Oh, boy.
Split her nose open. It was blood everywhere. Now, this is on, the plane that has absolutely nothing.
No Band-Aids.
We got Band-Aids 750. So now...
Your seat cushion is now your fucking bandage.
Yeah. Please use your seat cushion to stop the bleeding. Yes, Jeb, by the way, Jeb is, this is Ham. This is the Ham Radio Show, by the way, live, hamradioshow.com. So now this happens. So now we don't know at this point if we're getting diverted because he only sat down. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So now everything seems to go back to normal, but now... We're all worried about this bitch in the back. Mm-hmm. We still have about 2 hours more to fly.
Yeah.
When there's nothing to do on this fucking plane. Mm-hmm. So now everybody's just staring off into oblivion, going like nobody's sleeping now Because everyone's like, and a lot.
Damn,
and,
I missed it.
And then when they did the bathroom stuff, people got up like you can undo your belt. They went to the bathroom. Of course, they had
just
to use the bathroom in the back.
Rubberneck.
Yeah. So now everyone's rubbernecking. There's people.
Your nose, okay. Oh, too bad.
There's people everywhere. It was fucking crazy.
What blow for us? She can't do none.
Yeah. It was just fucking crazy. Then when we landed. She, of course, has to get off first. So we have to wait at the fucking gate while full medical team have to come on to get her off of the fucking plane. Oh. And then they have to escort her. Now, we finally see her because that's the reason why I know how her nose was fucked up.
Because
she's holding, not an ice pack. She's holding, gauze and shit that they must have gave her. They must have had on the
what
plane.
What they would probably call a 5x9.
A 5x9.
4x4.
Just because you're in the industry, don't fucking show off.
It's just a giant gauze
pack. That was a $20 4x9. So now she's doing whatever, and she's doing all this stuff, and she's holding her fucking nose in there.
Wow.
And
did she sue for that?
She fell, so I don't know how the fuck she can sue.
Bad driving, maybe.
Bad driving.
When he hit a pothole? We're flying, asshole.
Turbulence is a bitch, but we didn't experience any.
Yeah, so now that's going on. We she's got
to. Somebody left the window open. He thought he had a flat.
Wait, yeah. I heard the window open. What was going on? I was going to pull over, but Billy said then the flat goes down more. So we just kept flying. We were going to land, but we said, fuck it. So now we have to wait more. Now, we've been 4 and whatever hours on this fucking flight. We're now in Vegas. We have to now wait at the fucking tarmac because this chick has to get escorted off the plane.
They get the wheelchair, wheel her in, wheel her out.
She walked off the plane, but then there was a...
I wouldn't have let her walk. She couldn't walk on her own to begin with. She's got all this shit wrong.
EMS came in and took her off. They carried her off, and then they put her on a stretcher that was waiting in the tunnel. Wow. But now we have to walk all by her to see her fucked up face.
Anybody laugh as they went
by? Oh, I told her. I went by and went,
hey, it's, big nose.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phone line?
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, who this?
The black bisexual.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, bisexual Marcus.
How you doing, buddy?
They call him Black Liberace.
Yeah.
So how was Vegas?
Vegas was fun. We didn't even get to meet in Vegas yet because
we're still on a plane.
There's more to this story. By the way, because. There was nothing to do. I had brought bisexual Marcus. Stay on the line. I had nothing. So I smuggled onto the plane apricots.
Dope.
No. I wish. I wish I could just smoke a doobie on the plane. I smuggled apricots, dried apricots on the plane.
Make sure you go to the bathroom.
Wait, but I didn't know that. hold on. I ate a whole fucking box of them. Speaking of taking shits, Bill Dye just walked in. I ate a whole fucking box of the apricots. So now when I get to Vegas, Marcus, when I'm in the fucking waiting to get my hotel room and everything else going on, I have to take the most wickedest shit, the most wickedest shit in the world.
Yeah.
I have such gas pains. It's amazing. I found every bathroom in the Hard Rock Hotel. Literally, because by the time we got there from the airport, our rooms weren't fucking ready.
Yeah.
So we had all this stuff go on. It was the first, I got to say, the first 6 hours in Vegas, I was fucking, totally destroyed. I was shitting. I went to a bathroom that echoed when I was.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
When I was farting in the fucking room, and all you heard like this. And that was it was fucking horrendous. And I'm like, oh, good. I have to debut for this company and make sure I'm going to do all these big things on red carpets and I'm in the bathroom. This is what's going on in the shitter inside the Hard Rock. This is my life, bisexual Marcus.
Very fun.
So that was Vegas in the first 6 hours of Vegas. And then it got tremendously better, Marcus. Yeah.
I'm getting, I'm listening to your story about the airplane trip, and it's like, I feel like now people are just paying to be treated like third world citizens on a fucking airplane.
Well, they just want to get to their destination. That's the only thing. It's literally like it's not anything against Planet Platypus or anything else, or the the ED Pub. It's not anything against them. Like I'm just saying. Like I want to make it abundantly clear. I picked that airplane because I was like, it's the most direct flight there, and this, that, and the other thing. I wasn't looking to like nickel and dime them out of fucking money. But this airplane, he even said, he goes, Mike, Platypus goes, this is fucking a shitty, this is a shitty airplane, right? And I'm like, I know. I've taken it before. I was like, I know. What's the worst that can happen? Meanwhile, I got a bloody fucking woman who broke her nose. I'm eating literally diarrhea fucking pills because I'm eating apricots and there's nothing to do.
Did we learn anything?
We learned not to eat apricots. Yeah, they make you shit.
That's, okay.
That's what we learned, and we learned not to trip and fall face first on a plane.
I love that.
That's what we learned.
I often take apricots. But it's like in general.
Wait, hold on.
In general, like every airline that, it's like you get in there, and you realize that you, like, even when you're in the fucking airport. Now, I work in the airport. Like, I work at an airport, right?
Yes.
Like, I noticed that when you arrive at an airport, it's like fuck the fact that you're a human. It's like you got to be, you're getting groped by the TSA. Woo-hoo! And then when you get to the fucking airport.
Wait a minute. I got a groping story, too.
I like that part.
No. No, Danny almost got me fucking arrested by TSA. So we're in Newark.
That's just an S?
No, that's TNA.
Oh, okay.
So we're in the, we're literally going through the fucking security check. Mm-hmm. And Danny goes, okay, I'll take the groping. So I go, all right, I'll take the groping too. So like, we go through the fucking the detector. They go, rrr, rrr, it goes around us. We do the fucking detection. They look at my small penis through the X-ray, whatever. Ooh. And then I go over to the guy. The guy goes, sir, do you think this is a fucking, do you think this, no, he didn't say fucking, but he was very pissed off. Yeah. He goes, do you think this is groping? And I'm like, well, it's kind of, it's not the first time I've ever been groped, by a guy wearing rubber gloves. And then I'm like, okay, that's a fucking lie. And he didn't laugh. He was so pissed off that literally I just grabbed my shoes and went, I'll leave.
He didn't get it.
And I just fucking left. Marcus, I got to put you on hold because I got a break. We got Bill Dye who just walked in. We're going to get him on the air. Mm-hmm. We got to do so much stuff. So you want to call back or do you want me to put you on hold?
I got to get back to work. The last thing I'll say is this. I was unceremoniously fired like Carla Kitty.
Wait, you were no. Then you have to stay on fucking hold because I want to hear that fucking story. Or call me back in like 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Bill Dye, our announcer, is going to be coming in here in a little bit. We'll get that going. Bisexual Marcus hopefully will call us back so we can figure out what the fuck just happened with him and Carla Force.
They probably caught him in the movies.
Black cock craving Carla. Well, they just did a show, and now that show fucking now is over, I'm guessing. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. For Aaron, who wanted to call in, 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
No, we won't.
You are a rich, gooey, devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Yeah!
Rock! Eddie, look what I found.
Oh, I got mine in my wallet. I'll show you mine.
Oh, wow.
It's the Ham Radio Show right here live, of course, on HamRadioShow.com. Behind me over here, Bill Dye, lean down a minute so you can be on camera. Look at the camera here. That's Bill Dye, our former announcer. There he is, the voice of reason.
The voice of reason.
Bill Dye, give me a little voice of reason. Give me an announcement.
WNJC 1360 on your dial.
Oh, I miss that voice.
I know.
We have Eddie on the line.
Hello, it's me, Eddie. Hello. I'm a chronic masturbator. Can I speak to the host, please?
Cross-dressing Eddie.
Yes. 718-577-1389. I think I got somebody on the phone line right now. Ham Radio Show. Who's this? Yellow.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Is this Aaron?
What's up, brother? How you
doing? Hey, Aaron. Duarte. Duarte.
Duarte.
Aaron D.
Duarte. Close enough. Asshole. I answer to anything. You know me.
It's Aaron Dickhead, asshole. Oh. Cockshock.
There you go. There you go. What's up, buddy? How you been? How you surviving? Did you recover yet?
I have recovered from Vegas. I am talking about it right now with the troops here in the studio.
Yes, we are.
I miss Vegas. I miss hanging out with you motherfuckers. I miss hanging out with beautiful women and doing 9 million fucking interviews. That we did. I do miss it, dude. It was something to do every day, whether it was the convention or whether it was the Exotic Dancer Award Show, the red carpet, the $10,000 bikini contest.
Oh, that's a nice tool.
Brought to you by Religion Tequila. Remember, ReligionTequila.com. there you go for further details on that.
Good stuff. That's good stuff, that Religion Tequila is.
Oh, dude, we were drinking that shit. I got a free hat.
That's my body.
It was a great fucking day. I didn't get your bottle yet.
They confiscated it on
Aaron,
a plane.
Aaron, we have to talk to Jay from Religion Tequila, and we got to get fucking.
Okay.
I got to get tequila for the studio because if I don't get a Joe, my 70-year-old dirty old man that's in here is going to go nuts.
We should have a show, and we should drink a whole bottle of tequila and get fucked up on the show, and it'll be great.
I need contact information for the Religion Tequila people. I'll say, hey, Jay, I want to get drunk on the air with your product.
I can be very funny when I'm drunk.
You can be very funny if
I
you learn.
I got a bad feeling about this.
There you go. But, yeah, yet again, I can't thank Aaron enough. Aaron was my – you were technically my sound guy and my stills and cameraman and every all-around backbone of the team. Oh. Because Aaron, there were some beautiful pictures, by the way, that I put up on Facebook. I've also put up on all over the place, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media outlets that Aaron took. There's a beautiful picture of me that was, what do you call that when it's, I didn't know it was happening, Aaron.
A fake picture.
No, like a nonchalant, like it kind of comes off as a fake picture because I'm not really posing.
Candid.
I'm just like, yeah, candid.
Candid, yeah, it was a candid shot.
In the Centerfolds Cabaret back room where we did a shit ton of interviews.
You have your pants on?
As well, I have my pants on, which was nice.
That's good.
For a change, yes. Joe, my dick was.
For the first time that week, yeah.
Yeah, so the first time.
We had to teach you how to do that, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron said, don't take your dick out. At the bikini contest.
I didn't hear that story.
All right, fine. I won't take my dick out at the bikini contest. But my dick was definitely hard, but I was not out. I learned. I just beat off in the bathroom.
We put
like
a pasty
else.
On it. Yeah, we put a pasty on it so it was legal.
It's a very small pasty, but it was nice.
It was a little bitty thing. But yeah.
Put a neon sign on
it. It was a single sequin. It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was weird that Aaron licked it and put it on, though. That was what was fucking weird.
Whatever works, you know.
I was like, hey, whatever makes it stick, Aaron, just get do it, man.
Well, it was a licking stick, yeah.
Yeah, you whatever gets
you.
You
got to do what you got to do. Teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work, my friend. But yeah, definitely, between you and Montoya, we were like the three fucking, I wouldn't say musketeers, but we were definitely like, we were like paratroopers.
The amigos.
Like I said before, we like, they drop us into a location and they're like, okay, make magic.
There you
go. Go make magic. So like we had lights going, we had fucking microphones, we had wireless mics that didn't want to work one day. Mm-hmm. We had camera mics that we had to use. It was fucking crazy. It was nutty. So Bill Dye, by the way.
Well, the
Aaron, what were you going to say? Because then I'll bring in Bill.
No, I was just going to say, I just wanted to thank you for your professionalism, because the whole sound and the stills and the camera thing, I mean, these are all things that I've done. I mean, I've had a series on bodybuilding.com with different athletes, and I mean, I've been doing this stuff for years. Mm-hmm. But with you, he's coming in. Usually when you have a new crew, you got one guy for sound, one guy for lights, one guy for stills, one guy as an interviewer. It usually takes at least 3 or 4 days to get a rhythm, to get a chemistry amongst each other, to know who's going to do what, when they're going to do it, to get the, you know, how to bounce ideas off each other and how to, the timing for the interviews and the, all that stuff. It usually takes, you know, 5 to 7 days to even get some sort of a formula.
We didn't have
you being
that,
the professional, you being so easygoing, it, I mean, 3 days, we're done. We don't have that kind of time.
You hear that, Joe? You hear that, Billy? He loves me. Shut the fuck up.
Nobody started a fight, huh?
I'm professional. Be quiet.
Easy going.
Joe, I told Platt, I told him again, I said he hit it out of the park. Having, you know, the call he made booking you 6 months ago just on a whim, like, I think this guy's going to be good. I'm pretty sure he's going to be the guy that we're looking for. I mean, I've told Platt a couple times that what a fucking home run, and I can't wait.
You.
To Edie West, EDI East, you know, next year's Expo, it's, you know, it was a pleasure. I mean, it was fun and professional. I mean, you're tops. I'm a fan. I didn't even listen to my own podcast when I had my podcast, and I'm going to listen to your podcast from now on.
There you go.
Okay.
So Bill Dye, thank you for that, by the way. That's very courteous. Same to you, though. Professionalism back and forth. It was... Yeah. Beyond words, how cohesive of a unit we had to become within like minutes. It was like, hey, who are you? How are you?
Seconds.
Okay, boom. Now let's go do 17,000 interviews. Okay, and that's really what it was. Mm-hmm. It was like you were just thrown out there. So Bill Dye was asking me why were you in Vegas?
Okay,
he goes, what the fuck were you doing in Vegas?
Yeah.
So we were there for the exotic dancer awards convention and the $10,000 bikini contest, Bill. That was what we were there for. So sponsored by Religion Tequila. We'll be doing a live read later for Religion Tequila. Maybe I'll have Bill Dye do the live read for Religion Tequila.
I would be honored.
Good. I would be honored, too. So we had All that to cover. I also got to work with Ronnie Mund. That's another one I totally forgot to thank before the Ronnie the limo driver from the Stern Show.
Well, we didn't get to his part.
He's a rock star.
But I have to thank him. I think up front before we even get to the Ronnie stuff, because we did a sit down interview with Ronnie in the Centerfold's cabaret in the back room. Mm-hmm. We hosted everything together. We hosted the opening of Vanity Nightclub. For the red carpet for that, we did that was also inside of the Hard Rock. We did the red carpet for the award show itself, mm-hmm. which was pretty goddamn big. That was at the Joint inside of mm-hmm. The Hard Rock. We also did the award show. We did an after thing. That was the thing at Centerfolds. And we also did 2 days of convention footage. Mm-hmm. Now, the convention stuff was outstanding because think Comic-Con meets porn.
Ooh.
And, that goes together. And then you have all the people that work, to make all the club shit work. So, remember I was telling you, I was congratulating Aaron and saying how great the DJ stuff is and how it's an art form. They had guys there like Nikki Biggs, who designed the fucking stage. You've seen the video. Sure. The girls dancing and all the light up stuff that was going on behind. They built a stage from scratch inside of this convention hall that literally would rival any strip club you've ever been in. With top notch women.
That's what Nikki Biggs does. Nikki Biggs Entertainment out of Phoenix. He does sound and light installation, maintenance. I mean, anything from, you got one light that's out. You can pay him to come in and fix it and maintain your systems from a brand new startup, empty room, full sound, full light installs. I mean, he does it all. He's everything that you hear and see as far as lighting and sound. That's what he does. That's Nikki Biggs Entertainment out of Phoenix.
And that's what I'm talking about. The craziness of what goes into that's where I was learning all this shit. That's where it started mm-hmm. the learning process, Joe, where I was sitting there going, get some girls on the fucking stage. I'll get a blowjob because I run the place. The DJ over here, Billy will come in. He'll be security. He'll get a blowjob. Bill Dye will be our announcer. Boom. Everyone gets blowjobs. Girls make money. I make money. That's a club.
I'm in.
I was totally fucking wrong.
Small, medium, large.
Yes. Totally fucking wrong. On every aspect.
Happy ending.
Of every. Yeah. I would totally take one of those too.
Sure.
But in the upscale clubs, they don't do. It's so. Like a different world. And that guy, Nikki Biggs, I got to interview. I had the honor of interviewing him, talking about what was going on behind us. Because I'm telling you, full fucking stage in the middle of this convention hall. Just a giant scaffolding, lights, smoke, mirrors, a light up fucking floor. It was like insanity.
It's the Gold Club.
Yeah, it's ridiculous shit that was going on in there. Right. That was going on besides products. Like, dudes that made spotlights. We had to make, there was stuff in there we had to make entertaining. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We had to make, you have to go booth to booth, and you got to be, we've done it at Comic-Con. Sure. We've done it at the Exotica Expo in Ederson. We've done all these. So, I was used to that. That aspect was fine by
me. On the fly.
On the fly, you got to go, oh, this product is this. Okay, give me a fucking minute and a half interview about this product, and you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. I have to be, literally, that's what I think Aaron's getting at. Literally, they threw a chick at me. Reagan, what was her last name?
And that's when you hate
Reagan Riley.
Reagan Riley. They're like, okay, this will be our first girl that we, and I think I had the microphone in my hand for 3.2 seconds. I just got handed the mic, and it's like, okay, interview this hot chick who's in fucking Daisy Dukes in a tank top with her titties pushed up, and you're like, I know nothing about her. Mm-hmm. I know, it's like, boom, now do an interview. And I'm like, okay, you're pretty, and let's do. And then we had,
actually, she was our sound check.
Yeah, she
was. That was our sound check. We didn't even have level set. We didn't have exposure set for the cameras.
We had nothing.
We didn't have lighting set. I'm literally adjusting the sound on the recorder. Daniel's adjusting exposure on the camera. You're trying to figure out which end of the microphone to talk into.
Yeah.
That was our sound check, our first interview. It was crazy.
And three times I figured it out, though. It was the top part.
The top part, yeah. Or with the ball.
With the ball in the front,
that's what I usually use.
But literally, it was like, okay, here you go. You're just thrown out of a plane.
Lollipops.
There you go. Now do a fucking show.
Yeah.
Okay. Be funny, clown.
Be professional
clown.
And make it amazing. Ready, go. Smack on the ass and we're off.
Be funny, clown. Go.
I'm Bob Hope.
So then dance, clown.
Dance, clown. Dance. So then it was like all that. It was insanity. But it was insanity I thrive on that gig.
Oh, it was amazing.
You give
absolutely
me a fucking
amazing.
Room, I'm going to fucking either captivate that room or I'm going to burn the fucker down. There's only two options with me. It's either I'm going to fucking succeed or we're going to fail and it's going to be a blaze of glory. Yeah,
total spontaneity.
Yeah, it's fucking insanity.
Yeah, we've seen some tomatoes in London.
Oh, well, we've definitely, we have done shit and we have done gold.
That's true.
And this was definitely the whole weekend. I believe we've had golden shit, but that's $50 extra.
I know.
I legitimately believe that in the 3 days that we actually did stuff for the edpub.com, I think that we shined shit. I honestly think that we went out there. We took a turn.
I've seen some of the footage. Yeah I've seen some of it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Montoya sent me some. I've definitely seen some of the stuff that we've done.
Oh, you've seen some too?
Some.
Okay.
First off, Montoya does amazing fucking graphics.
Can we air it? Or
oh, he's the guru, for sure. Absolutely.
This was part of the deal with Platypus.
Okay.
We're getting all that footage.
Oh, that's great.
They're gonna watermark the Ham Radio logo on it, and it will then have it on hamradioshow.com.
Hey,
for the world to ingest.
Commercially uninterrupted.
Commercially uninterrupted. Beautiful. I'm telling you, this is not cheesy looking shit. Like,
high definition.
High def. You got to be high and deaf to enjoy it.
We can use it for the documentary.
For when I get assassinated, they're going to use this as file footage.
Like Thursday.
So yeah, you want to have good file footage.
Yeah, because you asked earlier, the announcer, I believe it was, your producer, that wanted to know exactly why you were in Vegas.
Yes.
You want the 5-cent tour of what we were there for?
Bill Dye wants to know.
Okay, basically what it started out off was Exotic Dancer Magazine. And as it evolved into a media company, the edpub.com, it's obviously people are reading less and they're watching more. So that's where the Exotic Dancer Magazine turned into ED Publications.
Yes.
And all the interviews and the articles and all that kind of stuff. Well, people are reading less. So this is the first time they actually sent a crew out for thepub.com, which is going to be the online media, the online, the videos and all that kind of stuff, to where it's, you can not only read them on the magazine, but you can also watch them online, because that's where, I mean, all modern, you know, modern marketing and media, that's where it's going. People are watching this shit on their phone. They're not reading it anymore.
Do they have,
you know,
a,
so that's
do they have an e-newsletter?
I don't. Well, the articles they post, they have, they're posting some stuff online.
How are they driving the traffic to the website?
Well, everybody that's in.
That would be. Yeah. That's above my pay grade. I'm the content creator, and there's the actual promotions and the. That's something you would have to either ask Platypus or go to Dave Manick, who's the actual editing.
No, I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I'm just thinking if they already have an audience of readers to the print property, then they could take that same audience and create an electronic property to drive that electronic, say, newsletter route.
Well, that's
that traffic back to the website.
But that's what. Well, that's what the website is essentially the digital version of the ED publication.
Yeah.
So what
But that's static. You want people to be driven back to that.
Well, automatically. But that is what it's good. They are driven. The business, the industry is driven because that publication is like the Bible for that industry. So the web version is just the digital version of that content. So basically what it is your chance to experience, like, you weren't there. So, like, if you wanted to experience the ED convention, now you can. You don't have to look at just glossy pics. You can look at full motion videos and everything else.
I get it, but if they have a newsletter, you could put the video, you could put the MP3, MP4 dimension on the newsletter, but by the same token, you can drive that traffic back to the
theedpub.com. I'm sure that the through the publication itself they do that. I don't.
What's the readership on the publication?
I don't know, Bill. 8.9 billion.
That's
I don't
pretty
know.
Good. I didn't think it was going to be the Wall Street. I didn't think it was going to be in the Wall Street Journal. For God's sake,
that would be an exclusive interview for like Dave Manick or DJ Platypus or something like that. They would be the guys that have those numbers.
You're talking to the film crew and the fucking moron that was in front of the camera.
And I'm creating dialogue, damn it.
I know you are. I'm just saying we don't have any answers to your question.
All right, all right. Move on.
First off, the publication is 9 billion fucking public. People read it all the time. Right now, they're reading it as they take shits. Everybody's reading this.
Now, let me ask you one question. What were the girls of the same ilk quality of Sports Illustrated issue?
No, they're beyond. There were chicks that were there that were... There was a chick there, and I think that I totally believe that
So they
Aaron,
were beyond the bathing suit issue.
Wait, I'll tell you right now. There was a chick that was there, and I believe Aaron will fucking agree with me, and you can look her up. Because I know she won some fucking award that I can't remember, and we got to interview... Ashley Tinsdale from Australia, who I shit you not, might have been the fucking, not only was she the most, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen personally, Tinsdale. But she was, without question, one of the nicest, like, she didn't have to be nice at all, she's so hot that she could be a twat, do you know what I mean, like, she can walk into a room and go,
and
get me water!
Yeah.
And you'd be like, okay, I'm going to get you water. And you just fucking leave and get her water, and you don't know why. She didn't have to be that nice. She was that fucking nice. And when she's in a bikini, it was 10 times as fucking nice.
I can imagine. Oh,
holy shit, she was
blue
amazing.
Blue balls.
Oh, good. No, I jerked off. Everything's fine.
Oh,
but yeah, it was amazing. Like, there was so many hot chicks there. Last year's winner of the bikini contest, Asia Marie. Mm-hmm. She's in the picture with me, the one that was wearing that barely there bikini. It's in that picture where I'm holding her next to a rock, and I'm going, oh, so fucking hot. She was hot. I want to make sure I get her name right.
A rock and
Belzora. Belzora, the chick that was... Aaron can fucking attest to this because he had to take pictures of it, along with Montoya. She built her own bikini... out of, like, little rhinestones that she glued all over her vagina.
She bedazzled it?
Yep.
Yeah. She bejeweled her twat.
Imagine what you can do with crazy glue, huh?
Dude, amazing.
True story. Not even lying.
And Binger, who's the... Anthony Binger there, who was the host of the bikini contest along with Ronnie Mund, on stage, all he kept saying, he kept looking at the outfit, he goes... How the fuck is that staying on? Because she's dancing. It's hot. It's Vegas. It's fucking... She's dancing. She got a little wet from the pool. Yeah. These fucking bejeweled fucking pussy doesn't move. Oh. So it's all over, like, her ass or her ass crack. She definitely couldn't take a dump.
Flex tape.
Because you take a dump wearing that, it just shoots out diamonds. I don't know what the fuck.
It works underwater.
Yeah, flex tape. The guy comes by with the boat, and he puts the flex tape on. It was, I don't know what she stuck these things on with, but literally, like, it was a barely there bikini. Like, literally just covering the nipple with, like, some rhinestones. The vagina's barely covered.
I hope she got some.
And
nice
I'm like, this is amazing.
You, yes, I want this.
God bless you.
God bless America.
God bless America. I was,
what a country.
Look.
Now, Eddie, what you're saying is none of the girls had 5 o'clock shadow.
Not one. There was not one ugly one where I went, holy shit, this broad should not be here. Mm-hmm, like, there was no girls that looked like me with a wig. Like, these were all, like, good-looking broads. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Like, there was not one.
I just pictured you in a wig. Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
Like, when we were, Battery Boy
doing him doggy style.
Oh, God, he fucking wishes. He probably slept through it. We went to one of the cabanas. Owned by the people from Monroe's, Deja Vu, which is a club and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that put her tits on my head.
Oh, I like that girl. I saw the picture.
Yeah. That girl is fucking...
Yeah, that was the Hustler. That was Hustler Club.
Oh, Hustler
that was
Club. Worth the price of admission right there. The titties on my head. That girl alone, let alone all the other chicks that were floating around. From Penthouse was there. The Penthouse Club. Everyone put your penises away. The Penthouse Club... Monroe's, Deja Vu, the
Maxim.
Hustler Club. No, any one of those girls could have been in the pages of Maxim.
Sure could.
Like, that's what it, like...
Easily.
That's the perfect way to actually acknowledge it, because you're thinking Playboy, like, totally naked. These girls look hotter in the bikinis. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because there's like a little bit of mystery.
Of course.
Just enough where you're like, God damn, you're fucking... what the fuck was her name? What was the black chick that danced on stage that retired?
Naomi.
Oh.
I wish.
Aria Moon.
This chick, I interviewed her. She goes, I'm retired. I'm not doing anything. I'm done from the industry. But first off, she has a body that you could bounce fucking nickels off of. Ooh. Okay? She's totally in shape. Then she also has, she's wearing little Daisy Dukes, a cut-off crop top with her titties, like the under titty is showing.
Mm-hmm.
She got pasties on so you don't get full nip. But you get, that was the Hard Rock. You had to cover your nipples. Okay. I covered mine, too. It's all yeah. They had to pixelate my whole upper body because I was just that fat.
It's Japanese.
It's a Japanese porn. I'm interviewing her. She's got like beautiful, like long dancer legs. She's got like full tattoos, like with full words going across her legs. Like you could read. Like I would sit there just reading her legs for hours. That's how fucking hot she is. So then she goes, oh, yeah, I'm retired. I'm not doing shit, this, that, and that. Next thing I know, she's on stage doing fucking cartwheels and backflips and fucking spread eagle. Oh, my God. I was like, this chick is. Oh, my God.
What's the average age of retirement for these?
69!
My game!
I just wanted to say 69. That left for Ronnie Moon. I don't know what the actual retirement age. I mean, anytime you really want. I mean, if you make your money, you get out while you want. I mean, as long as the body's not too damaged. I mean, these girls were dancing on concrete. First off, because at the rehab pool at the Hard Rock, the stage is like a giant piece of concrete. That's what it is. It's a giant piece of concrete, and these girls are doing like spinneroodies on the fucking concrete on their knees. They're in bikinis, and you're like, these girls are troopers. Holy shit.
Naked twister.
Oh, my God, I wish. I right hand green. It was fucking crazy. You can't tell me it wasn't nuts, Aaron. You can't tell me that pool.
No, absolutely not. It was something to behold for sure.
It was literally like every fucking, you know, like when you think of every 80s movie where like, oh, we're having a bachelor party. Yeah. That's what this fucking was, but at a pool. That's what this was.
Turned to Richmond High.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Bring on the donkey.
Fucking crazy. Aaron, thanks for calling in, buddy.
You got it, brother. Good talking to you, man, and I can't wait to see you next year. And keep up the good work, man. I love your show, buddy.
I love you more. Aaron, you want to plug something?
Not really.
All right.
Go Ham Radio.
There you go.
I mean, I really don't, you know, I've got my Captured by Aaron, and you know, I haven't really done a bunch of updates because I'm trying to get all the stuff released to that. But I, you know, I really don't. All the work that I did was for thepub.com, so I don't really have the rights to it as far as plugging stuff.
Yeah.
But when I have something that I can actually release and that's my own entity, so to speak, that I can promote, I'll definitely call you up and I'll take a rain check on the promotion.
There you go.
Stuff.
I love it.
All right. So by the way, Aaron, this just came in. Aaron wants me to tell you to go to thehamradioshow.com.
Yeah.
That's hamradioshow.com. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay.
What a good plug.
You got it, brother.
Nicely done.
Okay.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. So Raven McRavenster is in there talking about Aria Moon in the Facebook Live suite, and they're all talking. Carla Force is in there. There's like tons of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite, all talking to each other and having stuff. Would someone please talk to Carla?
Yeah.
She fucking fired bisexual Marcus, and we still don't know why.
No, Marcus fired her, or she fired Marcus?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Marcus said she fired him.
Yes. Yes, because it was her. It was her show, and then it said, and then his character was called Rage.
Oh. So, let me tell you something.
A black guy with rage.
Yeah.
I for one, am shocked.
Sounds suspicious to me.
How did that happen?
By the way, so I'm also getting text messages from Montoya, who's talking about the Aria Moon body video from the Splash Bash is on my Facebook page right now.
Okay.
So if you go to the Hammer, my Facebook page, if you go to Uncle Eddie's.
Oh, Eddie's Facebook.
Yeah, my personal Facebook page, you'll see Aria Moon dancing around being all sexy.
Very nice.
Do we got to go to break?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, yeah.
All right, so let's go to break. 718-577-1389. We got more crap to get to. We have the Sarah the Lesbian. I did see her there. We'll get to that. We talked about that in the beginning of the show, but we'll talk about that more. Bill Dye is hanging out with us. We're just fucking hanging out. It's just a review of Vegas.
That's right.
That's what today's show is. Yeah. It's not crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not. We talked about really hot shit with Aaron. It's fucking crazy. We got
talking about the news of the day.
Damn right. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Oh.
This is Ham Radio.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Ed, you know, Ed McMahon, and I just love Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
ReligionTequila.com, ReligionTequila.com. 2017, they won two awards, Best Respondo Tequila at the New York World Wine and Spirits Competition, as well as Best Tequila. You can't get better than that. They're the best tequila, Joe. Joe, what are they?
The best!
You're damn right.
That's right.
The Best Tequila 2017 in the New York World Wine and Spirits Competition, and they have such great shit. Besides all that, 100% organic. It's one of the best tasting tequilas. Trust me, I've had it all weekend in Vegas. It was outstanding. It's our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila. For more information and to hear all about their story, go to, of course, ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. Yeah. It's a slow jam. ReligionTequila.com. Baby!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Eddie Murphy and his girlfriend announced that she's pregnant with the comedian's 10th child. At least at his age, if they run out of diapers, they can always dip into his stash. Yet another staffing change over at The View, as Sarah Haynes is set to be replaced by former Fox News personality Abby Huntsman. The View celebrates its 21st season of distracting job hunters and housewives. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer may be returning to television. Unclear at this time how he'll be promoting it, as he was locked out of his social media accounts. Ironically, also by someone with a button on their desk. During a recent performance, Taylor Swift was joined by Tim McGraw on Faith Hill. Don't expect Taylor Swift to have any jazz musicians on stage with her, as her love life keeps her pretty busy with a couple of cool cats.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort.
Come on.
Cut my life into
it's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. It is live on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's on my phone line right now?
It's the jobless bisexual guy.
Oh, bisexual Marcus back on the phone. Quick question. So, wait, we were asking around the room because I think we kind of glossed over this. Bisexual Marcus, formerly of the Speakeasy Network, or isn't it your fucking network, though?
No, it's my network. I just got fired from Carla's show on the network.
How do you fucking get fired from your own network? Fire her. What the fuck?
No. It's not. I'm on the network.
You're on the network.
I'm going to be starting my own shit soon. But I essentially got fired from Carla's show.
All right, because you guys are fighting in the Facebook Live suite right now. I see a lot of fuck yous.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call them pussy.
Very hostile.
Yeah, it seems to be a little angrily right now. A little bit angrily going on here. Bill Dye hanging out with us as well.
So obviously you didn't get laid, Marcus, right?
No, obviously he didn't fuck Carla, no.
Maybe that's why she fired him.
So wait, so let me understand this. What did you do? I understand that there was a...
tension, maybe?
No, they didn't see eye to eye, per se, on the show dynamic itself, which has happened here many a times, and we've all fought with each other.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up, you old fuck!
Hey, lick me.
Lick me. Blow me, you cunt! But we get over it. We get through it. We work through our pain.
Yeah, we do.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. I'm in the middle of a fucking monologue.
Suck me off,
you cocksucker. But anyway, you would think that a woman who loves black cock craving Carla, and a bisexual man who loves black cock as well, and white cock, he loves all cock.
Knows his way around the movie theater.
You would think, he knows the way around the movie theater. Yeah. He was fucking a guy in the lobby.
Yeah.
You would think that maybe... these two should join forces and everything would work out. But as we kind of pointed out on this very program, these two entities were on our show and could not fucking get along.
They could not.
At all. They had the master debate, referred to it. And the master debate, one of the most talked about episodes of the Ham Radio Show, because these two just fucking went at it tooth and nail.
I killed them.
Because you have opposing viewpoints, which if you're a radio person, opposing viewpoints is what you want in a radio show.
Right. Fire and water, man.
Dude, you think me and Billy never fucking agree on anything?
I know.
That's right.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Oh, wait, we just agreed.
Opposites attract.
Goddamn. Yeah, opposites attract. Isn't that the whole point? You don't want to have a show in which the two people are just going, yeah, you're right, Joe.
I know, right?
Great point.
Yeah.
Like, who fucking wants that
That's
shit?
That's just a great fucking point, Eddie. You're a god.
Because I'm
genius.
A radio god, motherfucker!
We're all opinionated.
Jesus.
And I'm modest,
you would
too.
Think, like, this is, it's fucking elementary. You get, like, here's essentially why I got fired.
I'm not allowed near elementary.
The two episodes... of the Carla Kitty show with Rage.
Two episodes.
Are available for download. The two episodes.
Where are they available at?
They are available wherever you get your podcasts at. And You can get it on Podbean. Yeah. Also, you well, wherever you get them, wherever you got, wherever you listen, you got them.
All right. So but, by the way, Carla is also saying via the chat room, because that's the only way we can have the. She's got a text. You can talk, or vice versa. But you're on the phone. She's not. She's saying that Marcus never shuts the fuck up.
Oh, so what? Okay.
She's saying that he swiped. He swiped right. It was a Tinder date. I'll get him off the phone, and then she wants to call in. So make your point, and then I'll have Carla call in.
Okay.
Well, let's put it this way, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, the fact that she brings up Tinder yet again shows just how dumb women are. Like, totally, like, just totally just off the fucking point, but whatever. So,
yeah,
essentially...
Don't you gay guys use fucking Grindr?
That's something like that. Yeah.
God damn it.
Marcus is the child member of the email woman has.
Yes.
But, so the two episodes that we had, right, they were very, very good, like, very opinionated, heated episodes, I would say, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
The second episode is kind of where she lost her shit, so to say. She brought a guest on. Fine gentleman.
A fine gentleman.
Huh?
A fine gentleman. Go ahead.
I was
agreeing
and,
with you. Did you blow
me
him?
And him? No, I didn't blow him.
Oh. He had no pants on.
No. So, basically, me and him kind of, you know, we saw eye to eye on a lot of things pertaining to women. And that didn't sit well with Carla.
Oh, it was her guest.
Also, she thought that me and her, well, me and him were over... talking her, when in reality Carla's audio kind of sucks, so it kind of does sound like, yeah, it sucks. It just sounds like she's talking out of the other end of a can with a fucking fishy line attached to it.
Like this? Is this something I do? All right, we're going on.
Yeah. Now look. I love Carla.
Oh, yeah, so it totally fucking shows.
Oh, yeah, she's told me the other day she wants to do you.
By the way, William Morgan said he was fired by Rage 2.
Yeah, no, that's wrong. William fired me.
Oh.
He fired me.
All right, so then I read that wrong.
But the main thing is that we had our open mic show on Sunday that's also available for download.
Wasn't I just invited onto this show, by the way? You said if you have a Sunday open, do you want to do the open mic? And I kind of said yes, and now are you on the show or not?
Yeah, I'm doing the open mic.
Okay.
Anytime you're open on a Saturday or Sunday, let me know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Ah.
Yeah, sure.
He just swiped right on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want bisexual markers to blow me.
Anytime you're open? Mm-hmm. We know what that means.
The thing that I noticed.
You want some small white cock? Come on. I'll give it to you.
Small helmet.
Damn right, small helmet. Easy access, all I'm saying.
There you go.
The thing that I noticed with Carla... Well, kind of with the thing with a lot of women, they kind of suck at defending their own points. Like, it's a lot of... Because Carla is very good at when she knows that she's losing the argument, what she'll do is she'll try to tap out of the whole conversation a little bit early. You'll notice it when you listen to these shows, but I'm just saying, look, Carla, look, not everybody is supposed to be kissing your ass. The niggas that you've been around have already kissed your ass enough, but this one ain't gonna do it. So I'm just saying, just look. I love you, I do, but just I'm just.
Right, now you're just rambling. So
I'm not rambling.
What,
I'm dead serious.
Wait. So what I'm understanding. Hold on. Let me. I speak fucking cocksucker. So I can teach. I can speak your language.
We've heard that before. Yes,
and somewhat coherently.
Damn right. Sometimes I can speak with my mouth full. Listen. Ooh. What I'm understanding from what you're saying is that Carla. Number one, Carla had a guest on that you connected with more than she did. So then she got offended at that. That's number one. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that she wants every fucking buddy to be all in the same agree. Like, she's the captain, and everyone has to agree with what the captain says.
Ooh. Yeah, that also, okay. And she hates that I use the word bitch and the word cunt.
She Ooh, needs to be in control.
Yeah. Don't say bitch, don't say cunt.
Don't say that word.
That's what I'm learning.
Don't say that
but word. But I guarantee you, Carla flings those two words at least 20 times a day.
Ooh. Probably.
Bitch is okay.
Cunt. Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, really. Cunt is good. I don't cunt mind cunt. Good, like, come here. Get over here and rub your cunt.
Oh, that's all right. Nice, right? That's all right.
Yeah. If you're overseas, it's fine. Yeah. It's
does she shave?
Life. Who, Carla? Yeah, I think she does.
And now a word from Hillary's vagina.
No. Thank you. All right, so now, Bisexual Marcus, hang up, and then let's see if Carla will call in, and let's get Carla's side of the story.
Yeah,
all right?
Come on, let's be fair here.
All right, I'll let whatever. All right, let her call.
Let white people have some advantage.
Are you answering the chat?
Look, white people, they have you have your advantages. Just Carla, women just have too many fucking advantages. That's all. And Carla's just trying to abuse them as usual.
Well, they have a pussy, we know.
Yeah, well, automatically, they win, they have pussy. Yeah. Remember that.
You know we'll do anything for that.
Oh, what the fuck am I? I'm writing the wrong number on the phone.
We have
one.
The blue veiners.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hang up. You guys all talk to them.
All right, we shall do that. Thank you. Enjoy you. Yourself.
Bye, we love you both. We're going to try to mend this fence. Calm
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. Get you back on the air.
Yeah, let's fucking make this happen.
This is from the show.
The red zone has always been for loading and unloading. There's never stopping in a white zone.
Don't tell me which zone is for stopping and which zone is for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start up with your white zone shit again.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
You're no good.
Literally, I've been doing this show for like double digits in years.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. No one fucking, you know, you have to dial 1, get that 0, right, hold on. It's 1-718-577-1389.
It's not a rotary phone.
Yeah, I think she's got a rotary
phone. You cake.
I gotta start over.
Oh, my God.
All I'm saying is you never fucking always agree with your castmates.
Yeah,
it doesn't fucking happen. Yeah. You know how many times Joe has kicked us out of this very studio? Yeah, because we have argued with each other over dumb shit, mind you. Dumb shit.
Billy Joel.
Fuck that. Fuck the Billy Joel fight. That wasn't even the worst one. The worst one's the Rocky one to me. Rocky 6 is not
Rocky 6.
There was
no Rocky 6. I keep telling you that.
We had a verbal fight, Bill, about Rocky 6, the movie Rocky Balboa. Right? He goes, it's not Rocky 6.
No.
I'm like, it's the 6th fucking movie.
No, it's not.
It's the fucking 6th Rocky. He goes, no, it's not. Fought, got thrown out of the studio. Had to do our show in Jersey in another studio.
You're two guineas. What the hell do you want?
I know, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Carla, is this you, Carla?
Yes.
All right, so what we heard from the from Bisexual Marcus is that
you're a bitch.
The exact quote was, niggas ain't gonna kiss your ass.
That's something like that, yeah.
That was number one. And remember, he said it. I was just quoting when he said, niggas ain't gonna kiss your ass. Go ahead. Comment?
Well, God, I thought I heard him.
All right, so that was one aspect. And then the fact of, was there a guest on the show that you brought on that he actually connected with a little bit more and now they're buddy-buddy or something?
No, the guy that called the show was a friend of mine. He co-hosted one of my shows when I worked for 95.7 here in Omaha. He's a good friend of mine. His name's Teddy. Teddy was defending both sides. The problem it was defending both sides. You know, when he thought Marcus was right and he would defend him. And then there was occasions where he was saying, no, Marcus, you're wrong. And Marcus was just really and not even from saying that he
are you
was wrong.
Are you
he's like, no, Marcus, you're wrong. And he'd be like,
Carla,
he was wrong.
Carla!
She's got that
Your phone sounds like you're shoving it in your pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a landline that you can call back from or something? You sound like you're in a blender, in your pussy, in your asshole.
A string and a tin can.
I'll call back.
Right, she's fucking underwater. I can't understand what she's saying.
It sounds like it's bouncing off itself.
I think that's what Marcus was complaining about.
Maybe that's how, if the show sounded like that, Marcus is totally right.
Absolutely.
You're totally wrong. Marcus is right. Sorry. If your fucking show sounds like
somebody's pushing a fast forward, rewind, fast forward, rewind.
Yeah, it doesn't. It sounds if your show sounded like that, you are absolutely wrong. Marcus is right. End of discussion. No. That's it. Men win. That's it. We move on.
We're strong.
Right, let's see if this is her again.
Men are stronger.
All right, men are stronger. Carla, is that you?
Yeah, does it sound better?
Yeah, much better. We can understand you. It sounded like you were deep throating the phone.
God, you're in me.
I know it's black, but don't stick it in your mouth.
Now give me a kiss. Come on. Give me a kiss.
All right, so now explain. Okay. So now the guy, Teddy, we got all that shit. That came out clear. So now he was agreeing. Okay. He's agreeing, and then he told Marcus no, and then that's when you sounded like shit. So go ahead.
Marcus loves to talk over people. Even when Petty was telling him, "Nah, Marcus, that's wrong." He'd be like, "I love Petty. Like he's the best. We're gonna have him on here all the time." I'm like, "Dude, he's telling you you're wrong on this particular instance. He just talks over everybody." And then the show that I do is about inspiring and empowering people. And you know, I get that there's gonna be bitch and cunt. I mean, I'm gonna call some dudes, you know, a few choice names, but it was constant with him. I can't have somebody on the show that's going to constantly refer to women as cunts and bitches. Hey. You know, and I talked to the producer about this and everything.
Can you guys compromise? Can he call them twats and hoes?
Yeah, that's a little easier.
I mean, like, can he go, oh, that twat is really being a hoe? Instead of
he says that I can never, or women can never explain themselves. Women actually do explain themselves, and he just doesn't accept the explanation. He wants the explanation to be what he wants it to be, and if it's not what he wants it to be, then you're wrong. So, you know, I just told the producer, Keith, you know, I was like, listen, you know, he can come in and rotate, you know, as a co-host. You know, I can't just have somebody on the show constantly referencing women as, you know, cunts and bitches.
Oh,
it just got old. Even the Sunday show that we did, you know, William, who's in the Facebook live tweet right now, saying, I had to fire him because Marcus just doesn't know when to shut the fuck up.
Now, this is from Marcus. Marcus saying, I won't shut the fuck up, coming from a chick that won't shut the fuck up when I'm talking.
Case in point, right there, you guys. I mean, that just proves it. You know, I mean, listen to the shows.
Well,
I mean,
wait. He said chick. He didn't say bitch.
Yeah, he's getting stoned.
He's getting better.
He's getting better. Come on. He's improving.
Maybe, even hopefully he can spell
on the beginning
it.
Of that show.
That sounds like an apology to me.
Yeah.
In the beginning of that show, it was his birthday weekend, and unfortunately, my uncle had passed away, and I said, you know, hey, right as we're starting off the show, you know, I have a shout-out for Marcus's birthday. You know, and said, happy 25th birthday to him, whatever. And I said, you know, and I said, like, to take a minute. And, you know, my uncle passed away this week. And he's like, yeah, back to my birthday. He was so rude, he couldn't even, you know, take a second. He couldn't, like, take a second, you know, to, you know, empathize with the fact that I had lost a family member. There's a whole lot of little things that, like, I was just like, okay, I get that our show was, you know, number one in the network. And it's great. But if he thinks that the ratings are because of him, no, it's because of my fan base and how I promote it. Ooh. And I can prove that because the very next week, Keith, the producer, and Marcus, and I said, listen, I don't want Marcus on the show. Keith told me to fuck off, and I did. And I got 12,000 views on Facebook Live, and guess who calls me back wanting me back?
That cunt. That cunt, Marcus.
Marcus did it, yeah.
Both of them.
Right, but wait,
they call that, you know, hey, she does have what it takes to.
But do you guys? Hold on. You gotta. I gotta understand what your fucking show is about. Are you going for a man? Hold on. You going from a male female dynamic? Like men do this wrong, and then women do this wrong. Is it that kind of battle of the sexes, or is it?
Is it like
you're special, we're special, everybody's special, let's work together in harmony. And
let's have awards for everyone.
Yeah, like, does everyone get a trophy? What the fuck? I'm trying to understand what your show is about, because I think the battle of the sexes is going to draw in more people. If I have two people from two different genders yelling at each other, going like, you cunt, fuck you, you dick.
Hey, I'm down.
I'm down, I'm listening to that show.
Ready.
Right, and you know, controversy sells, not even debating that whatsoever.
Yeah.
And like I said, I would love to have Marcus in rotating, but I want other people's perspectives too. I mean, not to the point of where you, like I said, you can give Marcus an explanation. He just doesn't accept it. And yelling over one another, eventually people are going to be like, I can't understand it, and not listen. Do you think it's great that there's yelling back and forth, but when you can't hear anything, nobody's going to listen to that?
So then
Marcus credit. I need a mic.
But why don't you do this? Then why don't you do the show, right? And then have a segment called 5 Minutes with Marcus.
Yeah.
And Marcus gets to say whatever the fuck he wants for 5 minutes. Yeah. Unfiltered, unedited, uncensored. Let him just unfurl his rage.
Well, you remember the first show we did with you? You gave him a minute to make a point, and he took 15 seconds and was done. So, I mean, we can't give him 5 minutes. You know, he's just going to be
You give him a clock. You got 5 minutes, motherfucker. Here's the beginning, the middle, and the end.
And then mute him out.
And then you mute him. That's all you have.
Mute him out.
But I think she's saying he's quick.
Right. Yeah, you guys gave him a minute. Yeah, he's a minute man.
Now you're attacking.
What's the connotation there?
Yeah, you're attacking his. Now you're attacking his sexual prowess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a little.
Anyway.
That's what they said about Billy Clinton.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he used a girl like a humidor.
Yippity yahooey.
Marcus is definitely going to be back on the show. Marcus and I went in, you know, we came to your show as a pair. We're not going to separate completely, but I have to have breaks from Marcus because I will, if I get down to New York this weekend, I will kill that motherfucker. I swear to God. That's how much he annoys me.
Right,
I can't stand him.
I have another idea because William said this was a good idea with my 5 minutes with Marcus and let him. I have another idea. All right. Now, this is out of the box. You got to fucking think this over. Okay.
Okay.
You're in the studio together, okay? That's the only way this works. So you have to somehow figure out how to get into the studio together, right?
I smell a pay-per-view.
This is what you do. No, you guys finally fuck, but you host a show while fucking.
No, he will lose that privilege for the rest of his life. I will never fuck that man for
nothing. No. You're not understanding.
You guys got $1 million?
On a twister mat.
Yeah, you fuck while answering questions.
Yeah.
No.
She won't do it.
You won't fuck him?
She says she wouldn't fuck him with your dick.
Wait, would you fuck me over Marcus?
Any bitch.
Would you fuck me over Marcus?
Yes.
My plan is working!
That's all right. Get on a plane right now.
I gotta go. Where the fuck do you live now?
Get some black paint, put on that little dick, you'll be all right.
That's what I said.
Hey!
She doesn't like my dick.
How about a little Mr. Bubble Bath?
First of all, she doesn't like my dick because it's white. Yeah. Automatically, I lose. Yeah. I lose.
Little grease paint you're in.
Even if I have a small dick, I come on my nuts, whatever. The fact of the matter is, I lose because I got a white dick. She doesn't like, she's black cock craving Carla.
Even though it's a
she loves black cock. That's what she loves.
Yes.
She's the girl in the movie that's getting hit in the head by what looks like a street light, it's a cock.
That's what it is.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
So I can't win in that respect. I don't think my cock can do blackface either.
No.
She's got to get Don Dillinger treatment.
You do know what you get a pass for, though, right, since you're so little?
I get the fuck in the ass because I have a small cock.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you owe me a blowjob. Remember that.
Ooh.
So
when are you going to talk to Dennis Hoff for me?
What?
What's up? Are you talking to Dennis for me?
Yeah, but that was a different... No, the blowjob was not for the Dennis Hoff thing. You owe me a blowjob for something else.
What do I owe you for? I forgot.
I don't remember. Somewhere I helped you get... Some radio thing that I helped you get. Either way, you're sucking this dick! That's all I know. Fucking goddamn it! I got to put my foot down. Bill, tell her as the announcer she's sucking my dick. Go ahead.
Carla... Carla?
Yes?
You're starting with a little lick. And then a suck. And then a swallow.
It's all about the beat.
Yes.
Baby!
Lick, a suck, a
and
swallow.
And a swallow. And like a good girl, you're going to go, gloop, that tastes delicious. And I'm going to eat asparagus before you blow me.
No. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Yes.
Pineapple.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hands. I tell you right now, you're going to suck on my gland.
Oh!
Ah! And there you go. Billy's deaf, but that was
hilarious.
Hilarious. All right, I'm going to hang up on you because I got to close out my show because we don't fight on this show, all right?
Nice to have you,
all right, love you guys. Take care. Right,
love you too, baby.
How about that?
Black Cock Craven Corolla. Billy's deaf.
What?
What? Who and what?
Oh, my God.
It's fucking crazy on this show today.
I'll tell you.
And my 17-year-old's listening to this.
I know.
Hey, Jack, you can call in if you want.
Yeah, Jack, let me tell you right now. It starts with a lick. What was it? What was that?
A lick, a suck, and a swallow.
A lick, a suck, and a swallow. A
LSS.
Yes, damn right. There you go. Yeah. I actually have never... Have I ever had a blowjob that a girl hasn't swallowed? I'm trying to think.
Probably the Lincoln Tunnel.
Are you kidding?
No, the chick. Well, no, but that wasn't a chick. I mean, what? Is this on? I'm sorry.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Tito.
Have you been doing a bunch of cocaine? Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe I could just give you a sucking.
That's one of the three biggest lies, you know.
What?
Your check is in the mail. Your furniture's on the truck, and I promise that won't come in your mouth.
True. All three of those things I've accomplished.
That's true.
No, I'm not even joking. Remember I got the greatest compliment in the world?
Well, who's that?
I had a girl, she blew me.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, "You have the best tasting semen I've ever had." So now you take that two ways. You either go, "Thank you," and then you go, "How much semen have you fucking guzzled down your gullet?" Because now you know you're like a fine wine. You're like,
this
semen is delicious. What is this, 1979? Delicious.
Watermelon.
Yeah. Tastes like watermelon.
You had pineapples last week, didn't you?
So 5 minutes with Marcus, I think, is a great idea.
Okay.
I think also if they were to fuck on the air.
Yeah, sex with Marcus.
You both of them fuck. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they then host the show while fucking.
That's infinite harmony.
Wow. Yeah. We had Dennis Hoff on this very program multiple times. He's gotten blowjobs. He was able to answer questions. He had sex at one point. He was able to answer questions.
While he's being interviewed.
Yeah. Multiple times. Dennis is our friend.
He's a multitasker.
He actually gets more intelligent while he's having sex.
Yes, he does.
That's true.
Yeah. Listen, he doesn't babble. So is Hefner.
Yeah, but see, now that Dennis is a politician.
Abraham Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation getting
the girl he put his hat.
Sally Hemings came back to life and gave it to him.
Yes, he put the hat right on her head and while she was blowing him.
And for those of you who don't know, she was getting together with little Thomas Jefferson back in the day.
Right. That was the black chick, right?
She was half and half.
Well, Lincoln was a
Hydrox cookie.
Well,
I honestly don't think Mary.
Look how fucking brand loyal he is. A normal man would have said Oreo.
Yeah,
he went Hydrox.
Well, I'm dating myself for God's sake.
You think
I dated myself last night?
They had anal sex in those days.
Anal, yeah.
In those days.
Well, you know what? They actually brought up a funny. Remember that Robert Wool thing? Assumed a position.
Oh, I heard you.
Where he's in a classroom and he's teaching people shit.
Yeah, hut.
Yeah, he actually pointed out that the reason why. The poorer you were back in the day, you had more sex because you had less to take off. If you were more of an aristocrat, you weren't having anal because you couldn't take any. It would take you 20 minutes to get undressed.
Really?
So you wouldn't be able to fuck. You'd be like, oh Jesus Christ, we're gonna fuck. Take off the corset. Take off the fucking dress. Take off, and it would take too long. Poor people would just lift their fucking dress and fuck in the field. Because that's all they owned. That was it. They had one dress.
Point well taken.
They had one pair of pants. That was it.
I bet you there was no oral sex in those days, though, because nobody washed.
Why wouldn't it? I still think people were sucking.
No, it smells, man.
Yeah, but if that's what
that's
everybody
all they
smells
know, though,
like,
Joe, yeah, that's all that's they all know.
Yeah, you didn't have anything to base it off of.
Yeah,
nobody
ate shit. Just, you know, the people
no, they bathed in shit.
You know, like, I'm okay. It's
they
shit.
Didn't have woolite back then.
I'll bet you.
Well, my whole thing was, like, the first time I ever ate pussy, I've told that story. First time I've ever eaten pussy, it's the most horrible fucking pussy ever.
Rancid
like,
pussy.
I'm talking about, like, horrible... You were talking about smells like sushi?
Yeah.
Oh, worse than that. It smelled like gym socks and
fucking... How large was this woman?
She was a decent-sized woman. I'm not going to say she...
Okay.
She had it in the hips, you know, because she could take a punch. She was a big bitch.
Did her thighs rub together when she walked?
She chafed a little bit. I put a little talcum powder in between. All we were fine. Okay. But the point was that, like, ever since that, though, I had something to base it off of. Mm-hmm. So that's the worst... And then when I got
you went up from there.
The chick I ate for 40 minutes in the hotel room. Remember the chick that I took to the hotel room and I ate her?
40 minutes?
40 minutes for the second time.
You're waiting for room service.
No, no. I just put the tray down on her head. We did everything first. Yeah. The first time I ate her out, she came quick. It was like a 10-minute thing. Second time, 40 minutes.
40 minutes? So. I don't believe it.
I'm telling you.
I honestly don't believe it.
I'll give her your number. And
yeah, please, call me up.
And naked pictures.
Why doesn't she call in?
Well, she's probably too busy.
What am I going to do my read, for God's sake?
The read's already done. The show's over. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, Bill Dye, if you're going to fuck that chicken, remember, eat it out for 40 minutes. There you go. Until next week, I say AMF, my friends. That's adios, motherfucker! Danny, you ain't here, but fucking, you know. At least tell people what to do.
We still love you.
We still love you.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.